Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We just saw a massive session with major averages and even small caps blasting off to record highs. What was the fuel for this fire?
It's all about the Federal Reserve. The market is now pricing in an almost 92% chance of a rate cut in October and over an 82% chance for another one in December. That optimism around easier money sent everything flying, especially the Russell 2000, which exploded higher by 2.5%.
Okay, but hold on. The economic data today was surprisingly strong. Initial jobless claims dropped. And that Philadelphia Fed survey just blew the consensus out of the water. Doesn't strong data usually mean the Fed stays on hold?
That's the paradox we're in. And it's a bullish one for now. The market is in a good news is good news mode. That Philly Fed report was the perfect combination. It showed accelerating manufacturing activity, but also a big drop in prices paid. So the market sees a strong economy and fading inflation, giving the Fed the green light to cut rates. It's the best of both worlds.
Got it. So the market is picking and choosing the narrative it likes. Now let's get to the story of the day, maybe the story of the year. This Intel and NVIDIA partnership is an absolute bombshell.
It's a complete game changer. NVIDIA is taking a $5 billion stake in Intel as part of a multi-year deal for Intel to co-develop and manufacture custom chips. For Intel, this is the ultimate validation of their foundry strategy. Their stock surged nearly 29% on the news. It's a massive turnaround story in the making.
A 29% move on a mega cap is just staggering. But NVIDIA's stock only saw a modest gain. Why the huge difference in reaction?
Because for Intel, this is a narrative-shifting, life-altering event. They've been left for dead by many, and this deal de-risks their entire capital expenditure plan and puts them right back at the center of the AI universe. For NVIDIA, it's a very smart strategic move to diversify its supply chain and gain more control, but it's not an existential win like it is for Intel.
So who's on the losing end of this deal? Someone has to be feeling the pressure.
Absolutely. The analysis points directly at AMD. They are now getting squeezed on both fronts, in the data center against NVIDIA's new custom server chips and in high-end PCs. This completely redraws the competitive landscape for semiconductors.
Okay, so semis were on fire, leading the tech sector higher. What about the rest of the market? What did the internals look like?
The internals were actually very healthy. This wasn't just a handful of megacaps. The S&P 500 equal-weighted index actually outperformed the standard market cap-weighted index. Plus, advancing stocks outpaced decliners by a nearly 2-to-1 margin. That's the kind of broad strength you want to see at new highs.
Were there any pockets of weakness?
Yeah, the consumer space showed some cracks. Darden Restaurants and Cracker Barrel both reported disappointing earnings and got hit hard, dragging down other casual dining names with them. So that's one area to keep an eye on.
All right, let's get tactical for traders heading into tomorrow. The market's at all-time highs. What continuation plays are looking strong right now?
There are a few standouts with clear momentum. ASML is an absolute monster, hitting new highs on strong volume. The key breakout level to watch there is $930.30. Micron is another one, consolidating nicely above support. And Robinhood is showing signs of life with a big volume surge. Those are the names that are already working.
I see. What about finding the next move? Are there any anticipation setups coiling for a breakout?
Definitely. The analysis highlights a few big ones. Google is pushing right up against resistance at $253. It's been incredibly resilient. Apple also has a very strong uptrend with robust volume, and it's looking to clear $239. For a slightly different flavor, SolarEdge is trying to break out over $34.80. These are the names you watch for that next leg higher.
Let's zoom back out to the indices then. SPY and QQQ are digesting the big move. What are the critical levels traders need on their charts?
It's a classic consolidation near the highs. The analysis calls it a cautious waiting period. For the SPY, the line in the sand is the recent high around 663.14. That's the level it needs to clear to get going again. For the QQQ, the number to watch is 596.12. Volume has been trailing off, so a breakout will need to be on high volume to be convincing.
So a powerful day all around. We have record highs, a landmark tech deal, and a market that's all in on the Fed cutting rates. What's the final takeaway for traders?
The trend is clearly up, but you have to be tactical at these levels. Respect the consolidation in the indices, but look for opportunities in those leadership names. Whether it's a continuation play like ASML or an anticipation setup in Go, there are still defined entries. And of course, watch for the halo effect from the Intel and NVIDIA deal to ripple through the entire semi space.
Excellent insights. That's a wrap for Next Day Prep. Trade smart, and we'll see you tomorrow.